Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It's a post-show podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, podcast, yeah. Don't you know?
Oh, yes.
Everyone do their own. Oh, yeah. Mine's. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
Selena?
Oh, yeah.
Try it, Natasha.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Again, Natasha?
Oh, yeah.
I like that. What do you got, Selena?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I think we've
once
all...
Once in a while, work one in. Seriously.
Right. Oh, yeah,
where it makes sense. Oh, yeah. What do you got, Selena? Oh, yeah.
All right. So, ew. You're saying that to me or...
No.
Okay, okay.
Use
good.
Your imagination.
In the podcast.
No.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So we've all seen like posts from people online about how bored they are being stuck at home, right?
Oh, yeah.
Are you answering my question or are you just saying that now?
Quit asking me shit.
Okay, so a lot of ladies are showing themselves being so bored that they're giving themselves haircuts. Like they're cutting their own bangs, cutting their own hair.
That explains a lot.
Are they down there, trimming the Muff Burger too?
The Muff Burger? It's either a Muff or a Fur Burger.
I just combined the, combined the two.
Yeah, well,
I think Selena alluded to it earlier on the show that hers is just a bushel of a bashel.
A thickery thatchet?
Yeah.
Thickety.
I'm sure she keeps it nice and trim now.
No, she don't.
Good one.
Nope,
there's your answer.
You tried for how long?
A couple weeks.
That's it? You start dating this new love of your life, and you only last a couple weeks trimming that thick. I guess it is such a, you got to have
a weed
whacker to get through there.
It's not out of control. It's just, it's just.
Could the coronavirus get past that muff? No.
No. Like, I'm safe.
you're safe.
I am safe.
Anyways, could you guys cut your own hair, though, like these ladies are doing on social media?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
You cut your hair?
She cuts her own hair, yeah.
Oh, heck no.
You never cut yours?
No.
I get the dog scissors and I start.
I think it'd be worse with guys, right? Trying to cut theirs.
Well, I've cut my own hair.
You have?
If you have clippers, like when my hair was real short, then you're almost just, it's kind of hard to screw up. It's hard to fade the sides, I guess, and do like the back, but I could get, the top and the front looking.
But now
good.
Could you? I know you go to Supercuts like every other week. Or you used to, now it's closed.
No, I don't think I could do it.
New law. This would be amazing. It would just add to the fun. Because we need some fun during all this.
Yeah.
Only kids are allowed to cut everyone's hair in the house.
Oh, I love it.
No, thank you.
Yes. You don't have to show up for work. People would only see you do that video conference call.
But the video conference call, the person doesn't even explain why it's so fucked up. They just do the call.
I think people would just understand. Yeah. Once this goes into law, they just look at you like, all right.
They got
this kid must have not a very steady hand.
Speaking of people being so bored, so everyone's getting online and running their lives and people are creating new shows. Did you see the one girl? I don't know if she's popular already or not. She's kind of cute and she's sitting there taking a call. Another live. I only checked out the part where it was some lady and she's got a shower cap on. You see this?
The one that you sent me, you asshole.
Oh, you did see it? Well, I haven't. What is it?
Oh, well, let's just show him the video.
Well, it won't work for the podcast. I'll show you this afterwards. But so there's this girl, young, cute girl, and she's taking a live. It's lady in a shower cap who's like, ha, 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 ha. And this girl's like, are you okay? Are you all right? And the lady starts slapping herself in the face, just still cracking up, smacks herself. And she goes, girl, you need like some self-love or something. The lady's like, ha, 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 ha. Camera down to her open vag.
Oh, so she was in the middle of some self-love.
This lady was just nuts. Obviously, she was sitting there naked, and it was just... And the girl goes, oh, my
she
God.
She screamed.
She tried to get off as fast as possible, and then she's explaining to someone off camera, she showed her puss. She showed her puss.
Full-on Muff Burger?
It was just an open vag.
Oh,
it was right into the canal of it or something.
I was so fucking mad. You tricked me into watching that. I forgot to respond.
Why were you mad? It was interesting,
yeah,
right?
She like in there videotaping her in the first place.
She
no,
was
she's
like,
not. She, do you know how you can take calls or take other people live? Like when someone says, I want to talk to you.
Oh, yeah.
So she accepts them. You don't know who's on the other end. It just says, you know, from so-and-so. So she clicked on it and she's just asking her, what's wrong with you, lady?
And was this a Muff Burger? One of the, is it just already?
I'm about to show you.
Is it already open? Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
I feel like it takes a bit of
Graham,
positioning.
Come over here. All right. We'll play it on that.
She might have opened it.
Here it comes.
There's a lot. Yeah. Too much.
It was all open.
Just hearing that. I have PTSD.
Of what? Something's not right with shower cap lady.
Yeah.
There.
To more coronavirus nuttery, New York City issued coronavirus safe sex guidelines. Why would they need to issue? Why are they getting into your sex?
To make sure you're doing it safely, of course.
Yeah.
One part strongly encourages self-pleasuring and warns against putting your mouth on some dirty...
Oh.
Like some dirty dick. Don't put your mouth... So a dirty dick's got the coronavirus?
Is that just like a hotbed
that should
for
be
coronavirus?
Like,
just
anyways.
Like, well, I guess like us guys, we're out touching a lot of things with our hands, and then what's the next thing we touch as soon as we get in our house door?
Oh.
Or, you know.
Or it's because...
You're using your dick to open the door instead of putting your hands... I'm at the elevator pressing buttons with my dick.
I used mine to pump gas this morning.
Or it's because we're all sheltering in place, and you guys admitted you didn't shower the entire weekend.
Yeah, but I washed the hell out of my hands. I didn't shower, but...
But
I'm
did you
so
wash Zazeek?
Yes, when I
no,
go,
you did not.
No. I wash my hands after I touch the wiener.
Oh.
I'm scrubbing after everything. You guys sometimes wash, like, I'll go into the bathroom, scrub my hands like a motherfucker. I take a piss. Afterwards, I'm scrubbing again, and then I'll go out to do something in the kitchen. I'm washing them again. I'm washing like crazy.
All our hand soap is running out around the house. They're all empty everywhere. Because, I'll walk out of the bathroom and I go, I just washed my hands, but now there's another sink here. I better start washing my hands again.
It's made me like OCD. Like, if I touch anything, I feel like
me
I have
too.
To wash something. And if I touch something and touch my phone, I won't touch it again until I wipe it down. Like, it's consuming me.
My brother, we all have different anxiety issues in our family or OCD or whatever. And my brother was saying the last time that there was, I can't remember what the scare was. He was working at some place where they warned him, hey, you have to check for anthrax if you see any powder. So he was like, it tripped him out. And he said that stayed with him for 10 years. And he's noticing that this thing now is starting to creep up on his OCD. He's like, I got everyone in the house. But once they said that stuff stays on packages, it goes right into the garage. I leave it out there for like 10 I'm going to leave it out there for 10 days after he's scrubbing the boxes and stuff. He goes, I just hope this doesn't stick with me for a long time.
Imagine if he would have found your powder stash. He would have lost it.
It's here.
By the way, aren't they saying that was bullshit? They're saying your mail is fine. Like, because people were like, oh, so every envelope I have to wipe down. That's one of the things that got debunked, like that stuff would stay on boxes.
What was interesting, though, is I saw one of the like the CNN town hall and they had the two doctors on it. And they said, well, everybody's telling us to go out and order food, you know, support the local businesses, order food, get it delivered and stuff like that. And then they're like, is there any chance? So somebody asked had a Skype in call from a random person that asked the question like, well, is there any concern about me getting it? Say someone at that restaurant has it. Is there any concern about me getting it? Now I've gotten delivery from them. And I'm thinking they're going to say, oh, don't worry about, you know, the containers that have come in. One of the doctors was like, yeah, we've been ordering a lot of takeout and delivery. I wipe down all the to-go containers, everything it came in, and then I take the food out of them, and then I put those out on the porch. Like, they won't. He doesn't want to touch anything that somebody else has touched. So, to me, mail sort of falls in that same.
And a lot of this stuff just seems. Yeah, we don't know. By the way, I saw that same report on CNN.
Yeah.
And then I go on Twitter, and it says that the business that most often goes into work sick? Fast food. 85% of workers that work in the fast food industry stay at work while they're sick. So we'll leave these open and they can just sit there. By the way, I would not, if I'm going to get something, like if it's a hamburger, you figure, all right, that thing's on the grill. It's hot. It's burning. Hopefully they got some rubber gloves back there when they're putting it together.
Yeah.
But when they're handing you, we've been by a couple of fast food places. When they're handing you your sodas, their fingers are all over the lid and the top of the cup.
Yeah.
Do you want that? Would you get a soda?
I still do.
I love soda.
You don't think about that, though?
I try not to. Just drink it really fast. But, like, also, when they give you the sauce packets, they're, like, dumping it into the bag onto your fries that you're about to eat.
Right.
I still eat them. Like, you have to. They're so good.
I don't know. There's so many things. If you sit there and think about it, it's like, there's no way I could ever order something to go. And, like, my wife Kate's, like, hell-bent on supporting all the local places right now. So, like, while we have groceries, she's like, on Friday night, she's like, let's go pick it while we're on this walk. Let's go pick up a pizza from this one local place.
Yeah.
And they were just doing just to go orders. So we call it in. So here you go to pick it up. They've got everyone spaced out in the line, picking up their orders. You know, it's like marks on the sidewalk, 6 feet apart. Okay. I'm like, this seems smart. You get up to the thing. Everybody's wearing gloves that's back there handling stuff. You're like, okay, this looks good. But then the guy wearing the gloves who's just touched my pizza box then picks up the credit card thing for me. Then right. I hold the credit card thing in my hands to swipe my card and enter the tip, then hand it back to him. It's not like he's changed his gloves. And then he hands that thing to the next person. So
right.
his gloves are just protecting his own hands from the virus that's getting transmitted around. I'm like, this all seems
you
like
think about all
optically
this.
It looks good. But if you think about it, everybody back there is touching everything.
Yeah. By the way, why are they saying, and we are always kind, and especially with tipping to delivery anyway, but all the delivery services, they're really saying, hey, make sure you tip these people. And they, what did we, how much did we order and what were they suggesting that we tip the person?
Oh, we ordered groceries and they suggested a $27 tip.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, the percentage on it was really
high. The app said, please take care of your driver during this time.
And I'm not trying to be a dick here, but aren't things in San Francisco, aren't things easier for drivers? You can just pull right over on the side of the road.
There's no traffic. Out.
This is your job. It's what you do. And by the way, we should have done that 27, I guess, because the person then comes to the door and she goes, oh, my God, it's Dexter and JV and what's her name again? Hi, Dexter. I mean, it was a total fan. Her name is Angela.
That's
and then
so
I,
cool.
I go, Natasha, make sure that you tip her the full amount. She goes, fuck that. $27 there.
I gave her $15.
But we gave her $15
tip.
That's a good tip.
That's a really
good tip, right?
Yeah.
$15. Hi, Angela, if you're listening to the podcast. Unless you guys want to get out of here, coronavirus nuttery, you want more of it?
I want like a little more nuttery. I always little could bit, use
okay.
a little more nuts.
We love nuts.
A couple became furious at a grocery store in Kentucky when they couldn't buy 552 cans of Mountain Dew.
Shut the fuck up. This
was
your
problem.
Was,
that's a
was this
Dew.
You, JV? You said you used to drink a ton of Mountain
Dew. Back in the day,
Mountain
it was me. Online teaching and video conferences are leading to all sorts of embarrassing moments. I saw a guy. There's this woman, she's doing her conference call, and then the husband walks by in his underwear with the tiniest dick.
Wait, you can see it through the
and
underwear?
And then he turns around. It's his underwear. It's just like he had a vagina. It's just like, I was like, wait, where's the dick in this thing? You know what I mean?
The tidy whities are the great equalizer. You can pretty much tell what a dude's got when he's wearing them.
His were gray whities, or tidy grays.
Yeah.
Tidy grays.
He's one off of being the tidy whitey, but she's like, oh God. She goes, no. And then he tried to run back out. Our neighbor said that. So the neighbor next to us, like super, super nice guy. Too nice. I'm trying to like get on the elevator. I don't want to talk, but he's like leaning in, talking and asking how we're doing with everything. And then so I was like, I really need to get out of here and not talk to you. But then I said, how about you guys? He goes, oh, it's okay. You know, we have two floors. So I do my work upstairs and she does her work downstairs. Although I forget sometimes. I went in and gave her a kiss. She's like, I'm at work. So I guess there's a lot of these things going on.
That's so funny.
My wife's on one of those, either a video one or an audio, you know, meeting nonstop the entire time. So I get home and she'll be sitting in front of her computer and I can't tell if she's on one or not. So I'll say something and she won't say anything back. And then I go, okay. Sorry.
What about the kids? Are they like in the background? Yeah. Like,
they are.
Crying?
She already texted me this morning. She's like, when are you going to be home? I'm like, how are you holding up? She said, Quinn is so loud. Quinn's in that, like, baby Quinn, she's 6 months or coming up on 7 months. She's in that phase where it's like, she's learning the vocal cords and she sounds like a dinosaur, like, like, and she's not upset or crying, but that's just her. Like, she is talking and is shouting.
So how is your wife's company? I mean, they're pretty understanding with stuff, or are they like, God, we got too much noise going on?
No, I mean, they're understanding because every single other person is in that boat and her staff is large. You know, it's a lot of moms, you know, and a lot of moms on her team. So at least they're like really sympathetic, but it is frustrating. Those calls can be, you know, conference calls are frustrating enough because you're talking over each other and it's hard to know when to talk and stuff. And then to throw in babies and dogs. It's dogs that are barking, you know, in the back because somebody get a delivery or something, that dogs will lose it.
Yeah. One final one here. The company Real Doll is promoting that their sex dolls are, quote, naturally antibacterial. I would hope so. If I get a doll and she's already got a fucking disease, I'm the first guy and you already came to me and you got some shit, you got crabs.
Who you been sleeping with? Like, and do you get jealous?
We haven't even started dating and you brought these fucking crabs to me. I bought you. Why would they have to say that? I would hope.
I mean, you think, and then, you have the tough time explaining to your wife where you got this from. Like, I swear I got it from the doll. Yeah, sure you
or, did. Or, like, I swear I was not with another woman. Well, no. Would that be an acceptable thing to... Is that a lie, Selena? If I went and hooked up with a doll and I say, I was not with another woman, or was I?
But is it a woman doll?
Yeah, but it's a loophole because it's not.
That's,
you know,
what I
not.
Don't talk about her holes like that when she's not here to give consent.
Muff burgers.
Oh, yeah. Muff burger. Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.